Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Anyone who's taken a thrilling ride on a roller coaster can't help but thinking about this terrible story out of Six Flags Over Texas, where on Friday, a woman who was riding the Texas Giant Coaster fell from the ride as her young son sat by her side. Some witnesses said it appeared that her restraint either broke or came loose. None of that has been confirmed. David Mant is the Vice President of Communications at the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions, and he joins us now to talk more about not only what happened, but how we can find out more about security and safety at various amusement parks. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
First of all, you know, this is just horrible, and there's a lot of people asking what happened and why, and I know there's an investigation ongoing. But it does raise, again, concerns about these rides and these amusement parks and what we as consumers can find out about it.
Absolutely. You know, certainly the most important thing for park goers to understand is that safety is the number one priority of our industry. And our thoughts and prayers certainly go out to the family that was involved in this incident. But accidents like this are extremely rare in the industry.
Okay, and I'm sure you would like to make them not happen at all. Let's talk about the regulations and who regulates, for example, Six Flags.
Well, the theme parks, there's quite a combination of guidelines and regulations and laws that work together to ensure the park's safety. Safety starts with the operators themselves, and actually even before that, with the way the rides are designed and created and manufactured. There are very strict standards called the ASTM International Standards that are used to guide how rides are created and how they're operated and maintained and inspected, and it really covers the gamut of the process. But the initial inspection, every single day before a guest steps foot on a ride in this country, that ride is inspected by the park staff. It's also inspected frequently by inspectors from insurance companies on a routine basis, may be inspected by third-party safety inspectors. And in 44 states, there are regulations that dictate that the state is also involved in ride safety and may be involved in inspections and regulations as well.
David, I had heard that we might not be privy to what comes out of this investigation. Is that true, do you think?
Well, I really can't speak about a specific incident, but what I can tell you is that whenever something like this occurs, every single operator in the industry is focused on what's going on and what the outcome is. Anytime something like this occurs, the entire industry will learn from what happened here. And so that information will obviously be shared, and we will learn and work to make sure it never happens again.
Do most amusement parks as big as Six Flags have enormous liability insurance policies?
You know, obviously, as any business operates, we all have insurance policies. It's good business practice. But the thing I think people really need to understand that what's at the foundation of everything we do is we, more than anyone, want to make sure that when you come to visit our parks, you're safe.
How much will this hurt the industry?
Well, historically, what we've seen is that most people really do understand that safety is at the heart of what we do, and they understand that these accidents are very rare. You know, the chance of being seriously injured on an amusement ride in the U.S. is 1 in 24 million. We entertain about 300 million guests a year, and those 300 million guests safely enjoy 1.7 billion rides each year. And so the chances of anything like this happening are extremely, extremely rare.
But it is still a possibility, as we've just seen. David Mant, Vice President of Communications at International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.